I have Brian and Amy Storkel, the Dean Scream. It said so much. Tell the listener how you two got interested in this topic.
Well, thanks for having us. I was just out of college when Howard Dean ran for president, and it was probably, you know, the first election that I really paid attention to. And I went to some of his rallies and, you know, did some filming of him there. And I definitely thought he stood a chance to be president. He was the front runner for quite a while, I think, throughout the summer and past that, where he was on the cover of every magazine. And he was just, you know, it seemed like he might be president. And when things went the way they did, I always, down the road kind of wondered what happened. So we were approached by ESPN and 538 is a political website run by Nate Silver. We were approached by them to make a political film. And this was one of the first things that came to mind was the Howard Dean moment. Let's break it down and find out what happened.
I'm getting a reminder. I need to tell you, you're listening to 91.9 KPTZ in Port Townsend. Okay, so Amy and Brian Storkel are a husband and wife team. They've left the kids somewhere. I hope they're not on the street. But
they're at the beer tent.
They're with Grandma and Grandpa.
Goody. Grandma and Grandpa are delighted, yes. I know. So, Amy, what was your role in this film?
I was a producer on this film, and it was a lot of fun to work on.
And what was it like? I'm an ex-marriage counselor. What was it like working together, and have you done other projects together?
Yeah, we've done a few together, and it kind of comes down to we work well together, but there's certain topics that, you know, that she doesn't like or that I don't like. So we still work on things independently if we're not into the particular film or story idea.
But when we do work together, I feel like we make a really good team because neither of us has to sugarcoat anything. We can really say that's terrible. We need to work better. But then on the other side of that coin is when we say, oh my gosh, this is awesome. We're doing a good job. We know we're both being sincere and that's a real compliment.
And it also helps that you doing a film about somebody you admire. I
yes.
imagine you admire him the way we all do. It certainly comes across in the film.
For sure.
And it the film is also a testimony to the craziness of our political scene and how mm-hmm. little it takes and what the media does to distort things.
Yeah.
This scream that was, there's a lot of information about that was literally and physically distorted, and
yeah.
it changed everything for him, and yet now he's kind of a statesman. What excited you about all this?
For me, it was you know, that I had been excited about that election and going back and being able to, you know, even just to meet him. I mean, the first time we got coffee in LA was just like an honor to, you know, sit with him and talk to him. We talked for over an hour, and you know, there was when he left, the people at the tables next to us were still like, was that Howard Dean? Was that him? You know, and he's still recognizable, and anybody that was around at that time and following the election, you know, he had a lot of followers and people who believed in him and what he stood for. And so I think for me, going, you know, being able to go and meet him and just tell a little bit of his story was great. And I mean, the best part was we went back to Iowa with him, and there's not a lot of it in the film, but we got to kind of travel around Iowa with him and campaign. He was campaigning for Hillary this year, and we went from, you know, campaign stop to campaign stop with him, and you know, as he gave his stump speech for her, and just seeing that whole process firsthand, and hanging out with him, you know, at the Ramada Inn, you know, having like continental breakfast was just kind of a crazy peek into that world, which is one of the things I love about documentary films, is being able to, you know, see these worlds we would never see, go hang out at the Iowa, you know, during the caucus month, and then like come home and not have to do that again. Like, thank God.
I'm with Brian Storkel and Amy Storkel, and they have put this together. And my final question as we get ready to wind up is, what does the film goer need to know in advance that I haven't asked you that'll help them make lines around the block to see your film?
Well, it's playing with the Barney Frank movie.
That helps.
I mean, that could get you out to see it. I could say it's probably the best short film you've ever seen in your life, and it will inevitably change your life.
Yes.
So that's my claim.
Change how you see.
If it doesn't change your life,
come
get your money back. And the Port Townsend Film Festival has agreed to give money back to anybody whose life is not changed by our short 10-minute film.
Well, I do want to say it's a wonderful pairing to have the Barney Frank film and your Scream, your Dean film. And that, we say, Jane Julian, our program director, thank you for all of that. Thank you, Brian and Amy Storkel.
Thank you.
This is Marcia Pearlstein, your friendly neighborhood interviewer.
Thanks.
Until next time, go gently. If you can't go gently, go as gently as you can.